Hey, I'm Ashley Rowe with WRAL News. It is Wednesday, July 12th. It'll be a mild night, mostly clear skies, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, another hot and particularly humid one, a high of 95 degrees. It'll feel even hotter than that. We'll see a level one threat of a chance for storms tomorrow. Today, opening statements were made in the case against the former owner of Bull City Gymnastics. Stephen Manis is charged with four counts of indecent liberties with a minor and sexual battery. Durham County Assistant District Attorney said Manis repeatedly and systematically crossed the line with his students. Manis's attorney, on the other hand, said touching is part of coaching high-level gymnastics. Crews at Carowinds were at work removing the cracked support column on the Fury 325 roller coaster. The new support beam is expected to arrive tomorrow. Unclear when that ride will reopen. The TSA shared new numbers today about how many guns officers found in carry-on bags across North Carolina. Statewide, 130 guns were confiscated in the first half of the year. That's up just slightly from the same time in 2022. At RDU specifically, 39 guns were discovered in the first half of this year. Hey, some good news for your wallet. Inflation cooled last month, offering some hopeful news. Inflation fell to 3% in June, the 12th consecutive month of declines. For these stories and more, head on over to WRAL.com or the WRAL News app.